Welcome to another edition of Candid Bridal. We're so excited to be back with you on episode 5. Today we're going to talk about the 3 P's from Petra. And Petra, guess who that is? That's me. I'm the owner of Bellarose Bridal. Welcome. We're going to be talking today about pivot, purpose, and principle. We'll be discussing what sets us apart as a bridal salon in the bridal world. Who wants to talk? I think Briley's going to kind of share a little bit right now. Briley?
Yeah, I want Briley to start us off.
Yeah, let's go, Briley.
Well, hi, guys. I'm Briley. I'm a bridal consultant here at Bellarose. And before we hop into this episode for today, I just wanted to remind everybody that we are on multiple social media platforms. So make sure you follow us on our Instagram at all 3 locations, at Bellarose Edmond, that's us, at Bellarose Norman, and at Bellarose Tulsa. As well as our Facebook, we have for all 3 locations as well, which is the same as our Instagram, as well as our TikTok, which is BR Bridal. And
follow
so
us, guys.
Make sure you follow us on all of those platforms and
keep tabs on what we have going on here at the store and other events that we have. We just finished up with a fashion show, so
I was gonna say different vendors we plug, and right. So looking at our fashion shows, if you need like, oh my gosh, who should I use for florals, who should I use for photography, whatever, like our styled shoots can provide those vendors.
We have
soon
so
enough we'll
much.
Have some vendors on
oh,
here too.
Yes. We have so much in the works, so much coming to Bellarose, so make sure you keep tabs on us. And without further ado, let's dive into today's talk.
Keep tabs on us, and we will keep tabs on you.
Exactly.
So, we all know Petra's favorite phrase, pivot, purpose, principle. We all know
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
We've definitely addressed, you know, principles, like what we feel our purpose is in the salon and what we go for and what we try to make each bride feel. But I want to focus a little bit more on the pivot today. And it's a pivot that's not discussed as much. And that's that there are huge, huge changes happening within sizing in our industry. It doesn't always feel like it, because a lot of what you see is girls that are a 4, or they're photoshopped, or they're airbrushed, or they're filtered, but progress is happening, and it's being made. And one really key example of this is that each year, and progress is slow but sure, but each year, more designers are eliminating plus size surcharges. So, for example, there are certain designers where if you're ordering above a size 14, you have to pay 10% more or 20% more.
Right.
I think it's pretty clear why that's not the most fair concept ever, right? So the fact that more designers have eliminated the plus size surcharge and then also making a size that's a 16 or above a standard size rather than a custom. That's the other problem that
that's a
lot of girls run into. If they need to order an 18, there was a time where it would have counted as a custom order for certain companies,
right.
And it could have taken, what, Petra, 8
longer.
Months?
Easily. And what's so interesting is, think about it, and even in regular clothing and everyday streetwear, how many times can you walk into a store and one time you're a size small, medium, or large, and the next time you go in, you're large, medium, small?
Exactly.
It switches all the time. And there are some designers that are actually spot on to sizing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going into your point,
very
you're going,
true to size.
Going right. Yeah, true to mm-hmm. size. And you're going, wait a minute, I wear this, but I'm this? What are you talking about? It makes you really kind of look at yourself and go, what's going on if you don't truly understand the way bridal is actually designed, right? But it is a big deal in the respect that we measure based on the bust, waist, and hips. So we always do our sizing based on that fullest measurement. So,
So just because you're talking about, you know, how brides feel. Oftentimes during the shopping, you're like, what is happening with my sizing? Like, what's going on?
Like,
this doesn't look like the girl I saw.
Like a 6 or 8.
I hear that all the time. This doesn't look
yes.
like the girl I saw. And so one really pivotal thing that's also occurring is that we've seen a lot more designers having realistically sized models.
Yes.
In photo shoots, on runways,
yes.
on their website.
Yes.
Designers like Pronovius, Maggie Sotero, Maury Lee, Casablanca, all feature girls who are a 16, an 18,
yeah.
a 20.
And they show it in both body types.
Yes.
And, sizes,
yes. and that's
bad.
Representation that matters. And it's, I'm sure you can speak to this as someone who's been in this industry for longer than any of us, but that hasn't always existed.
It has not.
No.
At all, by a long shot.
And I don't think it's only in the bridal world. I think it's everywhere right now. We're seeing more realistic, day-to-day, everyday people that are buying and purchasing these items, you know? And these are big ticket items. These are not items that are something
you just
that you just...
Day.
It's a
yeah.
huge purchase.
It's, and it's the most photographed day that you're ever going to be photographed. So, you know, it's you're a bride. Mm-hmm. You're a bride.
It's arguably one of the most important days mm-hmm. that you're going to have in your life.
Your life.
Yeah.
Exactly. And one of my favorite things about us now having two different photos of more of a smaller size and then more of a bigger size in the actual style, if I have a bride that's ordering a dress and it's not laying right when we have it here in the store, I'm like, here is exactly what it'll look
like. She's like, how will this sit on my bust?
Exactly. Yeah. It looks different. So I have two different to show, and they're like, oh my gosh, that helps
me.
Because if they look at someone that's a 4,
that doesn't help.
That doesn't help them. They're like, I'm a 16. What is this going
to
look like on me?
Or anything like that, you want to know
how it sits on another busty person.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, going to what Katie just said, it's really, really important in that you guys are all skilled in regards to clipping. Mm-hmm. And a lot of girls are not able to envision what is this gown going to look like. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very critical that person that is clipping you in that gown gives you that realistic look, because mm-hmm. we have over 1,000 gowns in the store. And you know what? There's not a duplicate of a size 2 and a size 20 or a 32 in the store on every single gown. However, we may have a particular style that is reflective of the style that they're currently carrying to actually show you what that bust line, if it's a square neckline or if it's a sweetheart, so we can show you. But you want to be with somebody that's very skilled to be able to clip you to be reflective on what that gown is going to look like. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important on that. So.
Because it's hard to envision. You know, we've had multiple girls that are like, I just can't envision this. And if you have, and this goes for any size bride. I mean, it's so hard.
Petite brides struggle with that.
You still have to make it look right for them, too.
Because if you don't do this every day, I mean, you know, it's easy for us to know what it's going to look like when it comes in, because we are professionals. Mm-hmm. We do know how this looks. We know how fabric lays. And if you don't do this every day, it's hard to picture that.
And that goes back to that listening skill, right? Mm-hmm. The 80-20, where you listen to that bride and you hear what she's saying, but watching and looking at the body language, because it's very, very imperative that we see where you know, what is it that she's looking at? What is it that we
where
need
she's
to,
pulling,
where she's
where
pulling,
her
where
hands
she's
are going.
Exactly, exactly.
Because even if you think she looks phenomenal, that couldn't be exactly what she's envisioning. You want to make sure she's confident. It's her day. It's her dress.
Confidence is key.
Confidence
absolutely.
Is key.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one other point that stands out to me, especially when talking about sizing. And I, you know what? I'll get candid. We'll do it.
Let's go.
We'll
Let's
do
go.
It. Okay. So I've been in this industry for a couple years. Whenever I came over to join the Bella Rose family, one of the first things I had noticed prior to ever even walking into the store, having my interview with Petra, having my first day, was that the diverse size range that's here. We can order anywhere from a 0 to a 32. We have a diverse selection of gowns for any bride who is in a size 10 or a 12. And the reason that this stuck out to me so like it was in blinding neon lights is because I have worked in salons before where, unfortunately, even though my average size is a 10 or a 12 in bridal, you know, I'm usually a 14 or a 16, right? Because that's how stuff falls when it's fitted, when it's, you know, depending on the fabric, the designer, everything.
Which makes a big difference. On
it does.
How
and so
fit you, right?
I cannot tell you guys how many times I was in a scenario where there were little to none fitted gowns that I could reach over my hip. And that's someone who's an average size.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not claiming to be, you know, like a plus size model or anything, but the fact that even somebody who falls into the average size of America,
which is
a 14,
correct, and I think it's even gone up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think it
even
the like
average size of
right
woman
now.
In America is 14, 16, and having lived my own times where I couldn't get that dress zipped, I couldn't even get it over my hip, I couldn't get it buttoned, I couldn't pull it down, and that was the only choice. There was no other choice, and it doesn't make you feel good. And I lived it. And that's why I feel so passionately about Petra carrying all of the sizes that she does and us having the options that we do, is because, you know, I've seen it break girls down. It's broken me down.
Yeah.
And we've grown in that respect. And I can't say it's always been this way. I cannot say that.
But
however,
that's
we've been, that's the pivot. The pivot, exactly, Savannah. And it's a big deal in that we've seen that, and we know, even ourselves, when you go in and something doesn't fit you the way, how many times have you gone in a dressing room before, and it's that day where you're like, gosh, everything looks great on me today, and I'm not talking bridal.
And then you
bridal.
Put it on later, and then you're like, why?
Or, meaning that, I'm talking everyday clothes, right?
Yes.
You go in, and you're like, man, I wasn't even expecting to do this. So what do? You buy 20 pair of the same thing, because you're like, it looks amazing on me. Then you go in, and you're thinking, what is wrong? Why is this not fitting me today? And you need this item. Think about those girls that go in there and on that bridal appointment, and they need that. They need that. And I think, Bella, that's a key point that you brought out, is because they're looking for that special dress on that special day, and it doesn't go over the hips, or it doesn't fit them the way they thought it was. And so that is our goal. And here's what happens. 9 times out of 10, when that girl comes in and that dress fits her spot on, how many times does she walk out of the store with that dress?
Yes, and she'll say, this is one of the first dresses that has fully zipped up on me.
Correct.
All day.
They usually will walk out, and that wonderful dress that we just had in inventory is gone. And so we try to replenish those and try to bring in new styles, and we try to have a wide, wonderful variety of styles for our girls, from A-line to fitted to ball gown, you name it. And that whole wall that you said is right there.
Mm-hmm. And dare I say, too, I know you touched on plus-size brides. What I will say is, I've put some plus-size brides in a fitted dress, even though they told me, Savannah, fit it, not for me, don't do it.
And they felt so much better than they ever would have thought.
And they look
so beautiful.
Bomb.
And they
right?
feel
it's
bomb.
So
yes.
Good.
So beautiful.
And they go, Savannah, you made me feel the most beautiful.
Or when a girl thinks she needs a sleeve.
Yes.
And we get her to try it without it. And
a
she feels so confident she doesn't need it.
And
she doesn't
to
want
that
it.
Point, we're just going to try.
And that is as a bridal consultant pivoting. Right. Yes. We need to pivot as well in our appointments.
Sometimes we get too attached
not,
to something.
Yeah, we get too attached to what they initially said that they wanted. You need to pivot maybe and see if everything's been a no. Let's try something a little bit different. Let's pivot this appointment just a little bit, because what you might try and what you keep walking past could be the dress that is the dress for
because
this.
And we've had it multiple times. Mm-hmm. Not to interrupt you.
No, we all interrupted each other. We all go.
That's because we know what we have, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
right.
like walking into a candy store. It's like, wait a minute, I just know how good this is going
to
look on you.
You know, like going back to professionalism, we know that what we have in stock, we know that what's going to look good, and pulling that wild card, half of the time, that's these brides' dresses.
Yes.
And they never, they
more
never,
than, I'd
more
say
than
nine
enough.
Times out of ten, when they
yes.
say, pull something that you think I'll look beautiful in, or
like,
just something different,
it's so different,
they buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I've
right.
had so many lovely brides buy the first one I put them in that's different than what they wanted.
They ask, does this look good? They trust your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that they do trust your opinion, building that relationship.
You want to be honest, too.
And I think that really speaks to our purpose as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Savannah was talking about, right? Like, let's try that wild card. The purpose of this time is for you to try all of your choices so that when we find what we love, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, we love it.
We love it.
Even if
yes.
you look and you say, Savannah, I hate this dress. I told you so. Guess what? We learned.
We
yeah. It tells us what you dislike, so we won't put you in it again.
Right. And we explored our options, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And, you know, we have so many gowns here. And we've had brides that have had other appointments, and they've had that experience here, even if it's their first stop. And they found the dress that they love, and that's amazing. Because we have the opportunity and the wide variety to have that full bridal experience with only going to one shop.
And that level of comparison.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And just getting that hug, and that hug like today, you know, what's better than getting that hug from the mom
mm-hmm.
and the daughter? And they say to you, does this happen often that this gown fits like this, where it's almost no alterations?
Yeah.
We're like, we can't tell you how many times
she
had
said
that
happen. Verbatim, too.
She did today, right? She's like, it just sends us over the moon. We're over the top on situations like that.
That's
so
a fate thing.
It is. Purpose.
It's a principle,
right? There's so many things that we can just share and go on and on about with that, but it's exciting. It's exciting, and you can tell that once again we love what we do, and we get excited about what we're sharing with you. So look forward to talking to everybody again next week. We can't wait to hear from you again. Yes. And I'm going to let the girls close out today. Happy Friday. It's been a phenomenal week this week. Great night last night. Look forward to what's coming on.
Hashtag keep it candid.
Also, ladies, if you made it to the end, just go ahead and send this podcast to your friends that are engaged, to family members, anyone who wants to listen. Keep a lookout on our Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, so you can see what's happening at Bella Rose, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you so guys. Much. Bye.